That's so cool.
Hi, are you like five? Could you knock it off with the balloon tune? I'm trying to read here.
Excuse me, Einstein, how many actual words are there in the swimsuit issue?
It just so happens I'm learning a lot of educational stuff about Fiji.
Yeah, like it's a great place to catch Elle McPherson in a thong. Hey, where's my grape soda?
You're out.
That was my grape soda.
So, that was my ding-dong you scarfed down this morning. So we're even.
No, we're not even. You drank my grape soda, so I am gonna eat your Captain Crunch.
Hey! You get your hands off the cap'n.
Bite me.
No, I mean it, man. You get your hands off my cereal.
No.
It's mine.
No, it's mine. You drank my grape soda. Nice going, dipstick.
Fine. You want to play hardball? You wreck my Captain Crunch? I am going to take your Lucky Charms.
Take your hands off the charms. And nobody gets hurt.
Hey!
Sweetie, after you take in my dry cleaning, I need you to drop my books off at the library. Oh, and then pick up my nail polish at the pharmacy. Talk to Diane. She's my person there.
Right, Diane. Oh, is today the day I'm supposed to do your ironing?
No, that's Thursdays. But if you have time, you can put a fresh crease in my culottes.
Right. Okay, well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Chipper. Karen, I could be wrong here, but, didn't Lincoln free the slaves?
Karen, Chip seems like a nice guy. Don't you think you're kind of taking advantage of him?
Oh, not at all. He told me making me happy makes him happy. So actually, by letting him run my errands, I'm doing him a favor. It's just my way of giving something back.
Well, thank you, Saint Karen of Assisi.
Okay. You miserable little worm.
Gee, JT. What happened? Retaining water?
This creep shrunk my clothes.
Sorry, I guess I shouldn't have washed them in hot water. I was just trying to do you a favor.
No, you weren't. You did this on purpose to try to make me look like a fool.
Actually, I think the look is more village idiot, but this fool works.
Oh, you think this is funny, huh?
No, I don't think it's funny. I think it's hysterical.
That's it, Chubb. Get up. Come on, your butt is toast. Come on. Yeah.
Fine. You want a piece of me, huh? You want a piece of me? Because I'll rearrange your face.
Take your best shot, weasel boy.
Yes, chick fight.
Come on. Get me around. I'll come up there. Kick your butt, man. All right, come on. All right.
Oh, boy, your fighting is starting to tick me off.
Oh, JT, does your daddy have to save you? Did your daddy...
Sorry, Mr. L.
Throw him out, Dad.
I can't throw him out. I need his rent so I can loan you the money to pay yours. Now, you guys have to find a way to solve this, and you have to do it fast.
I have an idea. Why don't you two get some counseling?
Forget it. I don't need to waste money to find out Rich is a jerk.
I was just thinking that maybe I could counsel you.
I think you should just duke it out. Yeah. Come on.
Straight A's in psychology, and this semester we're studying dysfunctional relationships. So I could help you settle your differences and get a term paper out of it.
Well, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Of course you are. She's your girlfriend and she hates my guts.
True. But the way you've been fighting lately, I hate both of your guts.
Actually, I feel the same way. Now, I don't care how you solve it, but you have to stop this fight, or I'm throwing the both of you out.
Okay, Dr. Barkey. We'll see you tomorrow at 4. I should be able to pry the underwear out of my butt by that time.
Hi, Chip. Where's Karen?
Oh, she's upstairs taking a shower. I just brought her over this new shampoo. She is sure is going to give her hair just the right bounce.
Doing with those magazines?
Oh, I'm taking all the perfume samples out of them. That way, Karen can decide which one she wants me to pick up for her. What do you think of this one?
How much does it cost?
$55 an ounce.
She'll love it.
Great.
Chip, I don't like to meddle, but doesn't it bother you to run all over Port Washington just to find a shampoo with the right amount of bounce?
Oh, I didn't get the shampoo here. I had to go to Chicago for it. It's got jojoba.
You went to Chicago just to get Karen shampoo?
Oh, I wouldn't have gone there just to get shampoo.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, she also wanted me to pick up the new French Vogue. It doesn't go on sale here until tomorrow.
Well, we've got to talk. Chip, now, I love my daughter, but Karen has a tendency to be slightly manipulative.
Thanks for the tip. I'll watch out for that.
Chip, it's happening already. Think about it. Karen's treating you like a delivery boy.
You know, now that you mention it, this relationship does seem a little one-sided. As a matter of fact, on my way home from Detroit the other day...
You went to Detroit?
Well, yeah, they were all out of the magazine she wanted in Chicago.
Oh, for God's sake, Chip, don't you have any self-respect? Karen's treating you like her personal servant, and you are letting her walk all over you. Now, damn it, Chip, stand up to her.
You know, Mrs. Lambert, you're right. I am being taken advantage of here, and I do not like it.
Well, tell her how you feel.
Doggone it, I will.
I can't believe they passed this off as a salon formula shampoo. They called this bounce? It doesn't have an ounce of bounce. Chip, would you be an angel and write an angry letter to the company that I can sign?
No.
Did he say no?
I don't like to meddle.
Karen, I have just had a very eye-opening conversation with your mother. She has really straightened me out about our relationship.
I think I'll be leaving now.
No, Mrs. Lambert, I want you to hear this. Karen, since we have been going out, I have been the only one that's going out. I mean, I've been going out to Chicago, I've been going out to Detroit. The bottom line is, I think you've been taking advantage of me.
Chip, what's gotten into you?
Maybe a little backbone. You know, this relationship isn't working for me anymore. Karen, I've made a decision. We're through.
What?
Goodbye, Karen. Thank you, Mrs. Lambert. Oh, next time, get your own jojoba.
What did you say to him?
Who? Chip?
Yes. I go upstairs to take a shower, and when I come back, my sweet little Chipper throws me away like a polyester pantsuit. You must have put the idea in his head.
No, no, I did not tell him to break up with you. I just told him to stop letting you take advantage of him.
I do not take advantage of him.
You sent him to Detroit to buy a magazine.
See, that is where you're wrong. I didn't send him to Detroit. I sent him to Chicago. They were out. Is that my fault?
Karen, that is bull. You treated him like dirt. Now you're paying for it.
Well, thanks a lot. From now on, I'd appreciate it if you'd stay out of my relationships. Hey! Hey, what is all this yelling about? I'm trying to study in here.
You're not going to believe what Mom just did.
Well, then don't bother telling me. Just hold it down.
Ow! She interfered in my relationship with Chip. And now he dumped me.
All right. It's about time someone freed Willie. Way to go, Carol.
Don't tell me you're taking her side.
It's not about sides. It's about right and wrong.
Exactly. We're right and you're wrong. I don't believe it. The whole world's against me.
Oh, not the whole world. Just your family.
What?
You should know that in my approach to therapy, I have borrowed generously from the great Sigmund Freud. And while not a strict Freudian, we do share one rule. No eating. Yeah. If we're going to solve this, we need to go all the way back to the beginning.
Okay. Well, I had a really tough time with my potty training.
Not that far back, you doofus.
What I meant was before all the fighting started, okay? So how were things when you first moved in together?
Oh, well, they're great. I was happy.
JT?
Yeah, things were great. I mean, we really clicked.
Yeah, we like the same music, movies.
Gee, used to go to the movies a lot. So we'd come home, stay up the whole night, just talking.
Some nights we just didn't have to talk at all.
Yeah.
We always knew what each other was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, but Sunday mornings were my favorite. We'd get up, we'd read the newspaper together.
That's right. You'd read the sports section, I'd read the funnies.
Then we'd yell, switch! And we would.
We would. Every time. Oh, God, I miss those days.
This is good. Strange, but good. So, what went wrong?
I'll tell you what went wrong. You started nagging me. Nag, nag, nag.
Yeah, well, maybe I would be such a nag if you didn't turn to a selfish, filthy slob. I kept coming home and tripping over your laundry and your leftover pizza, even your damn toenail clippings. Would you just clip your toenails on your own bed?
I do. It's not my fault they fly across the room.
Well, next time, give me a warning and I won't sleep with my mouth open.
Guys, it's obvious that this isn't working, all right? So let's move on to role-playing.
Cool. Can I be James Bond?
No, Brainiac. She means I pretend to be you and you pretend to be me.
Sorry, I can't. I'm too tall. Ow!
Well, I certainly can't be you because I have a brain. My side.
You have a brain? Your brain's just big.
Yeah, at least I have one. I'd rather have a little one than have no brain at all.
All right.
You have no brain whatsoever.
Now, if you're going to act like children, I'm going to treat you like children. All right? We'll use this stuff that I got from the psych department. Now, either we try the role playing now or we move on to puppet therapy. So, who wants to be Puffy, and who wants to be Fluffy?
Role-playing it is.
I knew you'd see it my way.
Chip.
Hello, Karen.
Would you like to come in?
Fine, but, I think you should know the only reason I'm here is to collect all the money I laid out for your dry cleaning and cosmetics. Here's an itemized statement.
Can we talk first?
Fine.
I just want to apologize for the way I treated you. Look, you have every right to be mad. And I understand why you broke up with me. But if you'd give me a second chance, things would be different.
Oh, well, I usually don't do this. I mean, you know, I'm more of a love 'em and leave 'em kind of guy. But I'll give it a shot.
Chip, that would be wonderful. You won't regret it.
Okay, one condition. All right, we do things on my terms. Dinner tomorrow night, 7:30. I'm thinking Chinese.
I hate Chinese.
Karen?
But I could try it again.
You know, starting to like the new assertive Chip.
You know, so am I.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna tell my mom I can't stay out later than 10:30.
So what do you see in this one?
Cameron Diaz on a bearskin rug.
How about this one?
Cameron Diaz in a hot tub.
And this one?
Cameron Diaz naked on a Zamboni.
So you see Cameron Diaz in all of these ink blots?
Hey, don't blame me. You're the one who brought all the sexy pictures.
All right, I've tried every psychological technique I know. The only thing left is bataka sticks.
Ooh, Thai food. I could eat.
No, these are bataka sticks. Their purpose is to help you get rid of your anger. Now, I want you to say how you feel, then hit the bed as hard as you can with the bataka sticks.
Hit the bed?
Yes. That way you get rid of your anger and nobody gets hurt.
But what's the point if I can't hit the little weasel boy?
Hey, if you listen for once in your life, maybe she'll explain it to you.
Hey, don't try to sneak in a free one.
You do that again and I'll break your face.
Do what again? This?
That's it. You're dead, man.
All right.
Barky, calm down. You're gonna bust a blood vessel.
Yeah, honey, relax.
Relax! I've spent the last 2 hours watching you two rip each other apart! This has been a total waste of time! You shouldn't be roommates! You shouldn't even be friends! As a matter of fact, you should never even talk to each other again because it's obvious that you hate each other's guts!
Now, honey, I mean, I may be ticked off at JT, but I don't exactly hate him.
Yeah. Barky, sit down here. Look a little pale. Hate's a really strong word. I use that for really terrible things, you know, like school, work, John Tesh.
What about Michael Bolton?
Oh, man, he sucks big time, man.
You remember? Remember that girl you went out with that kind of looked like Michael Bolton?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You went out with the roommate, the Russian chick, you know, the one with the mustache?
Oh, man, remember we took him to a dark place where no one would see us?
Oh, yeah. And the pathetic part was they dumped us.
Oh, wait. Remember that afterwards? We went to this all-night taco stand and we got food poisoning?
Oh, yeah. Then we spent the whole night hurling in the alley? Man, those were good times.
They sure were. Oh.
Well, sounds like you two had some pretty great, lousy times together.
Yeah. I guess we kind of did.
It would be a shame for Dolan now.
Yeah, I bet there's thousands of lame things we haven't even done yet.
JT, I'm sorry. I was acting like such a nag. I promise I'll work on it.
Oh, it's okay, buddy. You only nagged me because I was such a slob. And I promise from now on, I'll clip my toenails outside, huh?
Fair enough. So what do you say, huh? Stay roommates?
Better. What do you say we stay friends?
I love you, man.
I love you, man. Come here. Oh.
Sorry, I just got a little carried away.